13.
My wife had the best sense of timing. She must have waited until the very moment I had a mouthful of coffee to tell me our oldest daughter had started dating.
It took a good 15 minutes to get all the women freed and back underway.
It sure is disappointing to know I couldn't get rid of the wolves. It must have been a quest reward because every single one had magically poofed onto a full-grown direwolf as soon as they were freed. Still, they seemed happy enough to ride away, dragging the body of their slaver behind them tied to a rope.
When they asked for his body and permission, Charles had waved them away without a care. Immediately afterwards, though, he was given a blinking prompt he opened.
"Congratulations! You have created your first military unit. The Dirty Valkyries is a mounted unit of freed dwarven crossbow women. Slayer quest. As they cross any dwarven settlements, they will grow in number until a full unit of 300 is completed. This unit has been given the auto-tasking of completing your harem slayer quest. Would you like to change their tasking?"
Charles read through the prompt as they walked, looking up when the surprisingly quick priest from the temple came out. The doors slammed open so fast, one banged against the outside wall. They had just reached it and were beginning to turn onto the southernmost trail that led south. The tree line was back from the wall by a good 3 yards, and the trail that turned out from the church was only a foot or two wide.
"Hail, good adventurers! I have been given a vision from a greater power, and know where you seek to go. I have an urgent matter that can be—"
Charles didn't wait for the man to finish before bopping him on the head with his stick.
"There's already been enough delays."
Charles stepped over the man as he groaned on the ground and kept walking south into deeper woods that came closer to them on the path. The others walked around the downed man and silently followed. As they edged deeper into the forest, their dire wolf companions howled and took off excitedly, running around them as they walked. Trees grew taller and thicker, some covered in thick red-leafed ivy. Wildlife was more abundant, with dull-colored birds chirping and insects buzzing. Python Mike and Red Baron walked ahead, chatting calmly about some new musical artist, and the women walked behind, whispering, likely about Mike and Red. Every once in a while you could hear screams of men caught by the wolves, either thieves or blood cultists who had been sniffed out. The one time a thief in a tree escaped their noses, he leaped to the ground and landed badly. His reward was a broken shin that jutted out of his pants, and his loud screams were enough to ensure Mike was quick to put him out of his misery. Half a day's journey led them to a darker part of the woods. Thick, interwoven branches in the canopy kept out most of the light, and the earthy smells of the forest were even stronger. The very feel of it had brought silence to the group, and Charles sighed with contentment.
"What is it, old man?" Red Baron asked nervously.
"I was just enjoying the quiet until you had to go and say something," Charles muttered and twisted his lips.
The interruption felt like tasting something bitter, or at least that's what he tried to convey.
"My map says this part of the forest is infested by giant spiders. What about yours?"
Charles heard Mike ask Red Baron.
"Yep, same here."
"Giant spiders?" Charles thought in alarm. "That's not good. My great-grandkids might get scared of those on the way here and turn around instead of visiting. No, not good at all."
Charles must have let the thoughts show on his face because both Red Baron and Python Mike stopped their conversation. Red opened his mouth to say something when Mike softly elbowed him in the side.
"Honored Elder," Mike began with a small bow, "do we continue through this part of the woods, or do we go around?"
"Through or around, huh?"
Charles listened, but he was really thinking,
"How do I get these kids to kill all these spiders?"
"We accept!"
both men exclaimed excitedly.
"Did you get it too?"
"Hells yes! Exterminate the infestation! Kill 1,000 spiders and the queen!"
"Huh. I must have been thinking out loud again, and gave them a quest without a prompt. That's weird."
"You have offered two players the following quest.
exterminate the infestation. While escorting a mysterious old man to a remote place in the woods, you discovered an infestation of spiders. Eradicate all 1,000 spiders and the giant spider queen to make his journey safer. Rewards, plus 10 fame, kingdom, plus 10 silver, unknown. Penalty for failing quest, minus 5 fame, kingdom. Penalty for declining quest, minus 10 fame, kingdom. Unknown. Time limit, 1 day. Quest offer screens are set to automatic. Do you wish to change this setting? Yes, no. The box that popped up showed him the quest he gave them, but the new line at the bottom really had his attention. Quickly he selected no and breathed a sigh of relief that he wouldn't have to deal with them anymore.
Honored Elder, will you be joining us?
Mike asked politely, while Red Baron was doing some kind of happy dance. Charles thought for a moment, but didn't take long to decide he'd rather wait this out than deal with a bunch of spiders. He wasn't scared of spiders, but killing more than one or two seemed like a colossal waste of his energy. By way of answer, he found a place to sit down and picked up a stick to whittle at. He'd whittled for several years, doing so for almost a decade after he retired. It was something he enjoyed, until his hands shook too much. But here in the game, it seemed like something he could do again while he waited. The rest of the group took off quickly into the darkened part of the forest, leaving Charles alone with a direwolf companion that he guessed was his. It was hard enough to remember the names of the folks he traveled with. He surely wasn't going to spend any effort figuring out which animal was which. The wolf waited for a few moments at his feet until it got bored and went off into the woods, sniffing and wagging its tail. Whittling was a little more difficult with a hunting knife than he was used to, but the excitement of being able to do it again outweighed the annoyance. The distant sounds of combat were mildly annoying, but it was quiet enough that Charles really enjoyed himself until it grew dark. He only stopped whittling when the light grew too dim to see well. The forest was already dark, and Charles wasn't interested in going in right then to look for the kids. Every once in a while he heard screams of pain and the baying of wolves, sounds he took to mean they were out having fun playing the game.
I'd probably stub my toe trying. Better wait until morning.